All right, we're also watching Electronic Arts and Take-Two Interactive shares after their earnings report. Let's pull in Yahoo Finance tech editor Dan Halley from the Metaverse, who's been watching really these reports all morning long. Dan.
Yeah, so let's start off with Take-Two. They had a great quarter. They beat expectations. They were expected to have $865 million for the quarter. They came in with $985 million in net bookings, which really, for video game companies, that's kind of how they bring out their revenue for analysts. It's essentially the amount that they make off of the game sales physically and then ongoing online payments that people make. So that's where they were at. The big thing here was they raised their long-term, year-long outlook, but they did miss on their Q3 outlook. So the raise is based on the beating of expectations this quarter. They also did take a $53 million impairment on a game that has not been announced or released, but was under development. So they did get stung there, but and they also had to delay their Marvel's Midnight Suns game, which is coming out. But still a great quarter from them. They still see great engagement from users, though they did note that engagement was starting to trend a little bit down compared to last year. And then for EA, they also beat, and they also raised their full year outlook, but they did also miss on their Q3 outlook. They had beat 1.7 million, 76 billion was expected of them from the quarter. They came in with 1.85 billion. And then for Q3, it's just a slight miss for them. Wall Street wants 2.67 billion. They're expecting 2.62. So if all goes well with their upcoming game, Battlefield 2042, they should do well. They also had to delay a game, though it wasn't any major delay. It was a PGA sports game, so nothing really massive for them. The Battlefield 2042 game is going to be huge. But this comes after we had seen Activision Blizzard's report where they had to delay two major titles, their Overwatch game and their Diablo game, and those are going to be big drivers for them. So EA and Take-Two not seeing those kinds of issues. By the way, Take-Two is releasing a remaster of the Grand Theft Auto series. That's probably just going to print money for them like crazy.
Dan, explain to me the ongoing fascination with Grand Theft Auto. Essentially, Take-Two should just change its name to Grand Theft Auto and change its ticker symbol to GTA. I mean, that's what it's come to.
I mean, essentially, yeah, look, Grand Theft Auto 5 is years and years old, right? But people still play it. People still play it online. They're still releasing content for it, which they announced just a few months ago, I think, a new set of content for it. So the game just does not stop making money, and it's become an ongoing joke for gamers that, look, they're just not going to come out with 6. Everybody wants 6. They want some announcement about 6, but 5 just keeps printing money for them. It's the most lucrative entertainment franchise in history now. And that includes movies, music, TV shows, whatever. Grand Theft Auto is just blowing it all away. I don't know when they're going to come out with a 6, but if they continue to do great with it, now that they're coming out with the remaster for the current generation consoles, it's gonna blow the doors off the place. And look, Grand Theft Auto 3 was a seminal game. It really kind of changed everything for the video game industry, I think. So once people can get their hands on that in the remastered version, I think they're really going to enjoy it.